Okay. Good morning.
Let's
turn in our Bibles this morning to 1 Corinthians 1:9.
我们打开《哥林多前书》第一章第九节。
1 Corinthians 1:9.
哥林多前书第一章第九节。
If I had this of our brother here, we wouldn't need this mic.
如果声音再大一点的话，我们就不需要这些麦克风。
I need all the help I can get. Verse 9, God is faithful, through whom you were called into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子，我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
And then in 1 John,
约翰一书。
John, who lived to be in his 90s.
约翰这个时候在他90岁高龄的时候。
He walked with the Lord when the Lord was on this earth.
当主在地上的时候他在跟随主。
And then walked with him for over 60 years after the Lord ascended.
当主升天以后他又在地上跟随主60年之久。
And one of the last things he said in his 90 is here recorded in the first epistle of John.
在他晚年最后写的书信里面，就是约翰一书的当中。
Verse 1, what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have beheld and our hands handled concerning the word of life.
一章一节。论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
John is talking about his relationship with Jesus.
他这里讲到他和主之间的关系。
And verse 2,
第二节。
And the life was manifested, and we have and bear witness and proclaim to you the eternal life, which is the Father.And was manifest to us what we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, that you also may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write so that your joy may be made complete.
二到四节，这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在，且显于我们那永远的生命传给你们。我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
And this is the message we have heard from him.And announce to you that God is light. And in him there is no darkness at all. We say that we have fellowship with him, and yet walk in darkness, we lie. Do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his son cleanses us from all sin.
第五节，神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。这是我们从主听见又报给你们的信息。我们若说是与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎，不行真理了。我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
Ephesians 4, verse 30.
以弗所书第四章第三十节。
Ephesians 4, verse 30. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。
1 Thessalonians 5:19
提撒罗尼迦前书
1 Thessalonians 5:19
第五章第十九节
Do not quench the spirit
不要消灭圣灵的感动
And then in Revelation 3:20
在启示录三章二十节
This is Jesus speaking.
这是主在这里讲话。
Jesus says in verse 20, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will dine with him, will sup with him, will fellowship with him, and he with me.
第二十节，看到我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
In this verse, Jesus is talking to us, the church.
这句话是主向他的教会所说的。
This is for us believers.
这是跟我们这些信靠他的人所说的。
The Holy Spirit has been sent to be our teacher.
圣灵被差来成为我教师。
And it's a marvelous thing that he takes these black and white letters in this book.
这是何等的稀奇，就借着这些印出来的白纸黑字。
And speaks beyond our mind, our hearing of our physical ears,It speaks to the heart.
它能够越过我们人外面的感官和我们的思想，直接向我们的心说话。
Can warm our heart, can convict us of sin.
它可以使我们的心感到温暖，它可以让我们看见我们的罪。
There's always a possibility when we come to hear a speaker is to hear only with our physical ears.
很多时候我们有一个软弱，就是来到这里听的时候，只是用我们外面的耳朵来听。
But the Lord wants us to be spiritual today.
但是主盼望我们能够在灵里面。
And allowing His Spirit to speak to our hearts.
好让他借着圣灵可以向我们的心说话。
To my heart, to our brother Jen's heart,
向我的心 向翻译的心
and each one of you who are listening
每一个听的人
I can do my part
我可以做我这一部分
our brother can do his part
翻译可以做翻译的部分
you must do your part
但是每一个人有自己的责任
and that is humbling ourselves as a child
我们应该像孩子一样谦卑的来到主面前。
And in our hearts we say, Lord, I want to hear from you.
在我们的心里我们跟主说主啊我们想听见你的声音。
Even God cannot do that for you.
就是神也不能替你来做这件事。
He will not coerce our will.
他不会强制我们的意志。
It's up to you and I this morning to be willing and say, Lord, I want to see Jesus.
是你和我的责任在内心深处祷告说主啊我们要来遇见你。
Show me what is on Jesus' heart this morning.
让我知道主你心里所想的是什么。
Father,
天父
we are in your presence.
我们在你的同在的当中。
You've given us your word.
我们感谢你赐给我们你的话语。
You've given this teaching ministry of the Holy Spirit.
感谢你借着圣灵在这里来教导我们。
We want to cooperate with you.
我们愿意与你合作。
We do not want to be deaf.
我们不愿意成为一个耳聋的人。
We want to hear.
我们想听见。
What you have to say today.
你今天要说的话。
Open our hearts.
把我们的心打开。
We are willing.
我们都愿意。
Our unwillingness.
如果我们里面有任何不愿意的心，求主帮助我们。
We believe. Help our unbelief.
如果我们有不信的心，求主帮助我们相信。
We pray this in the blessed name of Jesus.
我们祷告是靠主耶稣可称颂的名。
Amen. Why, man? Why, man? Why are you here?
你今天为什么在这里？
You ever wonder that when you wake up Monday morning?
你以为一早晨起来。
What am I doing here Monday morning?
我们以为一早晨起来要到底要干什么？
To just take more classes in school?
是不是就是为了要上更多学校的课程？
To receive more degrees?
可以得到更多的学位。
Hang these plaques on the wall, be bachelors of science, masters, PhD?
挂很多的这些奖牌，是学位，硕士或者是这个博士。
Get another paycheck?
得到这一个薪水。
Raise a family?
可以养家糊口。
Retire?
最后退休。
And die.
然后死掉。
Why man?
为什么要在这里？
Well, Ephesians 1:4 says, God chose us before the foundation of the world.
在以弗所书一章四节那里，他给我们看见，就在创立世界以前。
God who makes everything beautiful.
他让万物都成为美好。
Everything with a purpose.
每一件事都带着目的。
Has created you and I under purpose.
他创造我们每一个人都照着他自己的旨意。
And it's not just to grow up, to make money, to retire and die. It's more than that.
不仅仅是我们生下来、长大、然后成家、最后死掉，比这个要多很多。
In fact, those things that I just mentioned.Are a very small part of purpose.
我们刚才所提的一些外面的生活，只是神造我们的目的中的一小部分而已。
We're not to be just physical, temporal, earthly people.
我们绝不是只是物质的、暂时的一些的人。
Animals and insects have that type of a life.
好像这些的昆虫、这些的动物一样。
Flowers and trees have that kind of life.
很多的树木都有这样的生活。
But you and I were predestined to be spiritual people.
但是神预定我们成为属灵的人。
And we're going to talk about that this morning.
今天早晨要和弟兄姊妹来谈论这件事。
And forgive me, I'm going to take a few minutes to give you a little testimony.
请原谅我花几分钟做一点个人的见证。
And the reason I'm going to give a testimony because...In 3 weeks, my wife and I will be permanently moving to Arizona.
三个星期以后，我的妻子和我们要离开这边，搬到亚利桑那。
I don't want to say goodbye because, Lord willing, we want to be able to come back.
我并不想在这里跟大家就说再见，因为主如果愿意，我们还会回来。
The Spanish have the best way of saying it. The Spanish say, hasta luego.
这个西班牙话有非常特殊的表达。
Hasta luego simply means until later.
就是说以后再说。
That means that we'll be together again, Lord willing.
作为弟兄们，我们还会相见。
But God is a God of movement.
我们的神他在行动。
Movement is hard for man sometimes because we become attached to things.
很多时候我们好像和很多的事物连在一起。
And we see this in the Bible. When the children got out of Egypt, they thought, it would be nice to be back.
他们以色列人离开了埃及以后，他们总想回去。
But God does not work that way. He is moving us from our present place unto something higher.
但是我们的神却不是这样，他总是让我们从现在的这样的一个地步把我们带到更高的地步。
And it's a spiritual movement.
是属灵的这样的一种的向前。
It's not just, well, I got a better job someplace, so I'm moving there.
并不是好像我得到一个更好的工作，所以我要迁徙到那里。
And we see all the time in the children of Israel's life, God was moving them through the wilderness.
我们看见以色列人他们在旷野，神总是让他们从一个地方带他们进入另外一个地方。
And whenever that cloud moved, whenever, which was a picture of the Spirit, that pillar of fire followed them.
云柱火柱就是预表圣在那里往前去的时候，百姓就跟随圣灵的带领。
I have mentioned before that I was a believer when I was very small, 5-6 years old.
当我给大家做个见证，当我还是五六岁的时候就信主了。
I knew something of my baptism at 9 years of old, age 1951, November.
在1958年11月我九岁的时候受浸。
My baptism was meaningful to me even at that age. I knew that I was buried with Christ.
就在那个时候我知道受浸的意义，我已经与基督一同埋葬。
I knew that I had risen with Christ.
我知道我已经与基督一同复活。
But it was very much still my life.
但是我还是基本上过我自己的生活。
And high school meant my sports.
我在高中的时候有这个运动。
And college was not about, it was about my girlfriend who I would eventually marry.
那么到了大学交女朋友，然后后来我们结婚。
And after marriage it was business.
然后结婚以后就是做生意。
But then at the age of 29, 1971, the Lord apprehended me much deeper.
在1971年的时候主就更深地摸着我。
And believers would say, what's happened to you?
那么这个信主的人就说你发生了什么。
And I only had one answer. Once I was blind, now I can see.
我只能够做见证说从前我是眼瞎的，现在我看见了。
And it was at that time that the Lord Jesus became all of my business. His business.
就在那个时候我里面感觉到基督就是我的世界。
My marriage was now his marriage.
我的婚姻就是他的。
Our children were his children.
我们的孩子就是主的孩子。
And things began to change.
事情就改变了。
Now, God does everything right. He's not in the business of makinginstant lovers of God.
我们的神并不是想让我们好像只是跟他有辗转的这样的爱的关系。
And for the next 41 years to this day, the Lord has been dealing in my life.
在这从那以后的41年直到今天，主在我生命中一直做工。
And over half of those years were right here.
那么一直到今天
in this fellowship in the Houston area.
在休斯顿这个地方，在这样一个聚集的当中。
And many of you have had to suffer in me, with me, as the Lord has been teaching me many things.
当主这样来教导我的时候，我想弟兄们也跟我一同的时候，也因着我的缘故受一些的难处。
I am no different than most Jacobs, and that is, I learn very slowly.
我和那个雅各没有什么分别，就是学得很慢。
And I continue to learn slowly.
好像我继续的学的也是很慢。
I have learned much the hard way, making mistakes.
我借着我自己的失败和一些许多的艰难在那里学习。
And I often say to saints, don't quit.
但是我总是跟弟兄姊妹讲，我们不要放弃。
Just as in Moses and Abraham and David's life, There are many, many steps to our walk with the Lord.
就好像前面这些伟人，摩西、大卫这些伟人一样，我们在一生的道路中间有许多的阶段让我们来。
Remember, the Lord is changing us from very selfish, independent, self-loving people to His very image.
我们知道主乃是把我们这些完全自爱、以自我为中心的人，把我们都磨成他儿子的形象。
And this is very painful.
这实在是一个痛苦的过程。
And to our nature, who can't wait for anything, it's very, very slow.
对于我们这些人来讲，我们实在不能等待的人，这个过程觉得太漫长了。
But when we look away to Jesus,
当我们来仰望基督的时候，
we once again see clearly.
我们再一次看得很清楚。
And that's why it's so important to continually behold the Son.
所以这就是为什么我们要一直来注视我们的主。
And He puts, when we look at Jesus, Jesus puts our jobs into perspective.
当我们注视基督的时候，神使我们的工作更加的丰富。
This grind of education puts it into perspective.
让我们的学业丰富起来。
Yesterday, we buried a dear, dear sister who was killed a week ago in a violent automobile accident.
昨天我们参加一个安息聚会，就是我们一个姊妹在一个星期之前在一个很严重的车祸当中被主接去了。
Jesus in her life put the funeral yesterday into perspective.
那么就在昨天的安息聚会里面，神使这样一个姊妹的生命更加的丰富。
About a year ago, the Lord began speaking to us about moving to Scottsdale.
就在一年以前，神的灵感动我们，就搬迁到Arizona 的地方。
He shared a verse in the Bible with my wife and I.
神就赐给我的妻子和我一节的经文。
We have gone to Scottsdale in the last year. Each time we have broken bread with two, three families.
在那边只有两三个家庭，我们和那些弟兄姊妹一起擘饼的时候。
When we were there in April, one of the brothers said, "Would you consider before the Lord moving?"
有一个弟兄就对我们讲说，在主面前你有没有这样寻求能够搬到这里来。
We were about ready to leave for Romania and Holland and Hungary and England.
在欧洲我们去过很多的地方，像英国，像这个许多地方。
Spending time with these fellowships in these various countries.
在这些国家的里面，我们和许多的弟兄姊妹有交通。
And during that month, the Lord kept confirming in our hearts through His Word, this move.
就在这段去欧洲的这段交通的里面，主在我们里面好像就让我们感到一个感动，更加的。
And the Lord continues to lead. We will be leaving.After Labor Day, the 4th of September.
九月四号，那么过了这个劳工节以后，我们的弟兄和他的妻子要搬到埃尔多纳去。
Now during our walk with the Lord,
在我们与主同行的这个过程当中，
often the first thing that happens is we realize that God has forgiven us.
我们总是经历到神常常这样赦免我们。
And sometimes that's all that a person will experience most of their life. I am forgiven, I'm going to heaven.
很多时候就是许多人的经历，就是我们得到赦免，将来我们可以上天堂。
There is not a sensitivity to the Lord's movement.
好像对于主的带领也没有那样的敏锐的感觉。
Set on living our life, we want it, setting our goals, and going to fulfill those goals.
我们很多时候已经确定了我们生活和我们生活的目标， 所以我们就这样定居下来，要达到我们自己的目标。
Very little spiritual satisfaction.
好像在属灵上确实不能成就什么。
Because we're still living to ourselves.
因为我们总是那个方向以我们自己为中心。
And then, by the Lord's mercy, He shows us, I've not only taken away your sin, but I've given you life. You have a new life.
慢慢我们就发现，其实主并不是要把我们的身份拿掉，乃是要把他自己的生命赐给我们。
And if you're not experiencing the love of God today, if you are not experiencing the love of God today, then and His joy and His peace.
如果我们今天还没有经历神的慈爱、他的安和他的喜乐的话。
Then you're still at that first stage of just being forgiven.
可能我们还是停留在被得到赦免的这个起初的这样一个阶段。
God's will is Christ in us.
神的旨意乃是让基督在我们里面。
We in Christ.
我们在基督的里面。
But it doesn't stop there, just with enjoying his life.
也不仅仅停留在只是享受他的生命而已。
There is a step, and this is what we want to share this morning, and that goes beyond, and that is called fellowship with the Lord.
比这个更往前一步的，就是今天早晨我要跟弟兄姊妹交通的，就是与主的交通。
Union with him.
跟他有来往
a moment by moment intercourse, walking with the Lord.
时时刻刻和他在一起，和他同行
a praying without ceasing.
不住的在那里感恩祷告，感谢。
This is why Adam and Eve were in the garden.
这就是亚当夏娃那个时候在伊甸园里的生活。
And throughout the Bible, we see this thread.Of what's on God's heart, and that is fellowship, communing with Him.
我们可以在圣经里看到这一条的主线，就是和神之间的交通。
Because of the sin of the people of Israel, and because Jesus had not come, only one person each year would be allowed to go into the Holy of Holies.And commune with the Lord.
在主还没有来之前，因着人的罪的缘故，只有一个人，就是大祭司，一年一次能够进入到那个至圣当中。
That was a picture of what God intended for us.
那里只是借着一个图画，告诉我们神的心意，就是神盼我们每一个人都能进到这样的交通里面。
Now some of us have had, some of you might have had.Some little experience about being in the presence of the Lord continuously.
有些弟兄姊妹有些的经历，就是我们一直的活在与主的交通当中。
For example, when there is a pressure in your marriage, at work, at school, we cry out to the Lord, "Oh Lord, help!"
我们在家庭、在学业、在工作中遇到压力的时候，我们就会向主呼求说：“主啊，帮助我们。”
But that's not really fullness of fellowship.
这个非常好，但是却不是那个交通的那个丰富或者丰满。
Yes, God wants us to speak to Him, inquire of Him.
当然，神真的乐意我们祷告他。
Make our supplication.
祷告，让我们来依靠。
But He wants something in response.
但是他盼望能够有一些的来往。
This is what makes the Lord's table so important and unique every week.
这就为什么主的桌子每一个主日的早晨是这样的独特和重要。
The Lord wants to take us beyond just saying, Lord, thank you for dying for my sins.
主在这里不仅仅要让我们只是说主我们感谢你为我们的罪死了。
Around the Lord's table, He wants to take us to that place where it all, where we are at all and worship when we say, Lord, You're the mighty one.
我们乃是在饼杯的面前有一个敬畏主的心，说主啊，你是那全能者。
Yours is perfect unconditional love.
你是那个完全的没有条件的爱。
You are a God of compassion.
你那一位怜悯人的神。
Thank you for giving your son.
谢谢你把你的儿子赐给我们。
A man who walked with such perfection and holiness.
在一个人的里面，他是这样的完全和圣洁。
Our prayer becomes one of worship.
我们的祷告成了一个敬拜。
Have you ever tried praying for even a minute without saying I and me and we? Have you ever tried that to pray without using the word I, me, we?
那么是不是我们的祷告当中我们可以不用我或者我们？
It's a real big test.
这是好像一个试验一样。
The Lord's table is a real test.
主的桌子好像是一个检验。
To pray for over 30 seconds and say, You are the only one. And to bring to the Lord His attributes and characteristics and nature.
在这好像一段的祷告的里面，只是在那里来称颂他的作为、他的性情、他的荣耀。
Fellowship is sharing the very life of Christ.
这个交通乃是我们进入到主自己的那个生命里面。
The Lord is always sharing Himself with us. He's always giving and concerned about us.
他总是这样顾念我们，把他自己这样交通给我们。
He was compassionate towards that woman at the well.
他在那个叙加的井旁总是那个怜悯那一个妇人。
Though he was hungry and thirsty and tired,
他在那里感到疲乏，又饥又渴。
He wanted fellowship with her.
但是他盼望能够跟他有交通。
And he drew fellowship out of her.
他使那种从他里面被吸引出来。
It wasn't about the Lord's needs.
这并不是主好像他有什么样的需要。
Fellowship is oneness with Christ.
交通乃是与基督的合而为一。
It's going through the day sharing everything with Him.
在每一件 一天当中每一件事都和他一同的来交通。
What's the origin of fellowship?
这一个交通的源头是什么？
This week, read John 17.
在这个礼拜请大家读约翰福音第十七章。
There are many wonderful examples of fellowship in the Bible.
在圣经里面有许多关乎交通的这一方面，与主交通的这方面的经文。
But the origin is John 17.
但是那个源头却是在约翰福音第十七章。
There's only about 26 verses.
只有26节。
But 40 times there's an inference of the relationship between the Father and the Son.
虽然只有26节，但是好像有40几次在那里指着父与子的交通。
Jesus is about ready to go to the cross and he wants to communicate something.
他要上十字架之前，他何等巴望能够和门徒们有交通。
And the Lord Jesus prays this prayer to his Father and we learn his heart.
当我们的主在那里和父祷告的时候，我们知道他心里所想的。
We see a perfect relationship the Father and the Son.
我们看见父与子之间那个完美的合一。
But that's not the end of John 17.
但这却不是约翰福音十七章的全部。
50 times in those 26 verses, there's an inference of the Godhead and you and I.
却有50次好像在说到是那个父神和我们之间的关系。
Jesus is begins by showing us the intimacy between the Father and Him.
开始他给我们看见父与子之间的那个亲密的关系。
And then, once that's established, that foundation, he says, the Father, the Son, and us.
当这一个根基被立好以后，他就说到父子和我们。
What is Jesus praying right now for as his high priest?
当我们的主现在作为大祭司，他祷告的是什么呢
？That you and I would be one with him.
是你和我和他完完全全合而为一。
Now this is the origin of fellowship.
这就是那个交通的源头。
Read that verse again, 1 Corinthians 1:9.
我们再读一下《哥林多前书》第一章第九节。
It'll make more sense now.
那么我们这次读的时候，我们就更加能把其中的意义。
God is faithful through whom you and I were called into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好进入。他儿子，我们主耶稣基督的交通里面。
And our fellowship in 1 John 1,
在约翰一书
verse 3, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
在第三节说，我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
When do we have fellowship commune with the Lord?When?
我们什么时候进入到这个交通呢
All the time. All the time.
所有的时间。
Paul says, pray without ceasing.
保罗说要不住的祷告。
Oh, there's so many little practical things we could talk about here.
当然这里我们可以讲到许多实行方的事情。
There's nothing better than when we have run a long distance to our destination,And as we're getting out of the car, we say, "Thank you, Lord."
我们经过长途的旅行，在那里开车以后，我们休息的时候，我们就说：“主啊，我们谢谢你。”
When you and I are driving, we're often texting. We can be on the cell. We can be worried.
我们有的时候会担心开车的时候，我们就是说在那里打这个 testing， 然后。打这个手机。
We can be frustrated with something in the family.
我们可能因着家里的事情，我们很受搅扰。
There can be drinking involved in other drivers.
也可能这个其他的这些的开车的人这个不守规矩。
People driving, and they're depressed.
也可能这个我们里面很忧郁。
Oh.Just even while we're driving, can be this constant communion with the Lord.
就是我们在那里开车的时候，我们可以一直的和主。
I was just reminded of that in the last few weeks, driving 4,000 miles.
就过去两三个星期，我们夫妻两个开了这个四千多英里。
And often, everyone in the car was sleeping.And it gave me an opportunity just to have this fellowship with the Lord while driving.
当我在开车的时候，别人都在睡觉的时候，正好给我这样的宝贵的机会，我可以跟主有交通。
Asking for protection, thanking Him for protection.
向他祈求那个保护，也为神所赐的保护而感谢他。
To make for the Father to make up for our weak bodies.Tired bodies.
让他能够使我们这些软弱的身体能够刚强起来。
Just to do an assignment on the keyboard.
就是在那里打电脑完成任务的时候。
Senator, Lord, what do I say?
主啊，我应该怎么说
？Setting up appointments, Lord, is what you want me to do.
当我们在那里做的时候，我们问主说：“主，是你这样让我做的吗
？”And then thanking and praising at the same time.
同时就在那里感谢，在那里赞美他。
Life is to be a romance with God.
在生活里面和神之间的关系是很浪漫的。
This is not just a mental exercise.
这并不是我们头脑的一种的学习。
This is why we need the Holy Spirit. It's the Spirit in us that does it.
圣灵在我们里面就帮助我们来做这件事。
It's not that I have a little checklist here in my dashboard saying, oh.Think about God.
并不是我们好像在我们的工作台旁边有一个账单或者有一个 要做的事情呢，一条一条的，其中有一条说我们要感谢神。
No, if we do not have that filling of the Spirit, tell the Lord.
不是这样，如果我们里面缺少圣灵，就跟主讲。
When you get out of morning, and you're worried about the day, you're worried about the children, tell the Lord that your first thought is not about Him.
当我们一早起来，担心工作，担心孩子的时候，我们就直接跟主讲。
And He will, when we confess that sin, He will then fill us with His Spirit.
当我们承认以我们自我为中心的罪的时候，他神就与我们来交通。
Brothers and sisters, none of us naturally, even as believers, are consumed with spiritual things with God.
就算我们信主了，我们很多时候也不好像也没有这样被属灵的事情所充满。
You can be a believer for, like myself, 65 years, and still be very much living to yourself.
虽然像我已经好像信主65年了，但是很多时候还是受到自己的限制。
By your own wisdom.
受我们自己智慧的限制。
By our own culture.
被我们自己的文化
限制。The bringing up of our parents. The parents said, this is what you do in this situation.
我们想到说父母是怎样教导我们在这样的情形下应该怎么做。
You as Chinese have a 5,000 year history.
作为中国人我们有五千年的历史。
And you have an answer for everything.
好像我们对每一件事我们都有这个办法解决。
A lot of them are good answers.
很多都是很好的答案。
Answers for eating. Answers for eating.
啊，这个吃的方面我们是最在行的。
Answer for health problems.
我们身体有了问题，我们也有答案。
Answer for marriage and raising children.
婚姻家庭。养育孩子，我们都有答案。
Many of these things are okay.
很多时候都很好。
But none of them compare to the wisdom of God.
但是却不能够神的智慧相比。
And God have us take everything to Him in prayer.
神盼望我们把每一件事都带到他面前来祷告。
Every practical thing in our life, Lord,I need your love and your wisdom.
每一件生活中细小的实际的事情带到主面前说主我需要你的智慧需要你的爱。
Now if we only started with just those two words, God's love and God's wisdom, asking for it and using it each day, it would change our life.
你就从这两个词开始神的慈爱神的智慧你发现你的生活会改变。
We would be in constant prayer.
我们就会进入到那个不住的祷告。
Constant fellowship.
不住的交通。
Constant abiding.
不住的与主同住。
Constant communion.
一直的和他来往。
These are all the same.
这都是好像是同样的不同的描述。
It comes down to really a love affair with Jesus.
好像我们和主之间有一个爱的关系。
And that's what pleases him.
这实在是让主最得着满足的。
Where do we have this fellowship with God? Where do we have it?
我们在哪里能够有这样的交通呢？
Well, one of the first mistakes that we make is we think the only time we can have fellowship is from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock Sunday morning.
我想我们觉得与主交通的地方就是那一个聚会的时候从早晨十点钟到十二点。
Add an hour on Wednesday night and 2 hours Friday night.
那么还有星期五还有或者礼拜六。
I hope that each one this morning hearing me hears that it's every moment and it's everywhere.
今天早晨我盼望每一个在这里听到的人知道说与主的交通是在任何时候任何。
It's when we're on the phone.It's when we are driving. It's when we're at work. It's all the time.
是在我们工作，在我们打电话，在任何个地方。
God wants us in our spirit just to continually have this speaking to Him and hearing Him.
神盼望我们无论在哪里都和他在那里交谈，能够跟他交通。
There are things that hinder fellowship.
在这个交通里面有些的拦阻。
One of them is just ignorance.
其中一个拦阻就是忽略。
We do not realize that this is why we were created.
我们忽略说，这实在说来就是我们受造的目的。
How many of you have been raised all your life with thinking, I am born, I get an education, I have a family, I retire and I die?
很多时候我们从这些好像生命的这个过程当中我们走不出来。
And as believers, go to heaven.
当然我们信主了，我们还天堂。
If an unbeliever, having not even a clue of where I'm going,
那么当然我们还没信主的时候，我们根本不晓得我们将来去哪。
Which is very, very sad.
这实在是一个可悲的事。
Because there is a place for unbelievers.
那确确实实，如果人不信主的话，是有地方去的。
And it's eternally being separated from God.
那是永远和神隔离的地方。
Believing in Christ is the first and the most important step that anyone can make on this earth.
在这个地球上，我们能做的最开始的一个重要的决定，就是我们来相信神。
And the second most is a walk with Him, a fellowship with Him.
那么第二个重要的一步，就是我们与他同行，和他交通。
But ignorance often keeps us from this.
这一个忽略常常使我们不能进入到交通里面。
Grieving spirit keeps us from fellowship with God.
消灭让圣灵担忧，使我们不能够进入到这个交通里面。
Those of you who are married, those of you who have roommates, know it does not take much for a wall to come down between two people.
当我们有室友或者是我们进入家庭的时候，我们知道其实一点点小事就可以使我们和对方有中间隔断的想。
I'll give you an example.
我可以给你例子。
I went to the car this morning before coming here and was getting in, and I noticed our dish for the love feast was on the seat.
早晨起来，我们发现那一个。
My wife had put it there.
我妻子把一个放在这一个桌车椅座上。
I did not want to slide off if I stopped fast, so I picked it up. I put it in the trunk on a flat surface.
所以我不盼望说踩闸的时候那一个菜就翻掉，所以我把它放在后面的车子后面。
Since it was a salad, my wife said, I would like it to be in the car so that the air conditioning can keep it cool.
所以因为那个是个菜是一个萨拉，所以我的妻子就说如果能够有空调的话，那么这一个萨拉可以比较保持新鲜。
So, I got the salad and I brought it, put it back in the car.
所以我又从后面把这个萨拉拿出来就放回到前面的车子前面。
I had something that I wanted to say.
我实在想说点什么。
But I died.
但是我已经死了。
Myself.
向着我自己死了。
All because of the work of the Holy Spirit.
因着圣灵的工作。
That has got to be the most small thing in the world.
这实在是世界上好像最小的一件事。
But that separates us first from God. If I hold on to that, if I become frustrated,
如果我感到非常的这个生气，那么你就发现立刻我们就和神之间的关系就断了。
Angry,
愤怒。
You all know what I'm talking about.
你知道我在说什么。
We Christians spend so much time grieving the Spirit.
我们神的儿女很多时候我们在那里让圣灵担忧。
My natural tendency was to refute, to argue with my.
我的天然的人就愿意很自然的就要和我的子在那里来。
And then try to come and worship the Lord. Number one.
那么我们解决的办法就首先我们来学习敬拜。
Number two, then try and stand up here and talk about fellowship.
然后呢，第二呢，就站在这里讲到交通。
You see, fellowship would have been broken with Helen and I.
但是那个交通已经在我和妻子之间已经断了。
And any time fellowship is broken with someone on this earth, starting with your spouse, fellowship with God is broken.
无论你和这地上任何的人，除了你的妻子以外，那个交通断绝了，你就发现你和神之间的交通就断了。
The spirit is grieved and often quenched.
当圣灵，当我们担心担忧的时候，我们常常就消灭圣灵的感动。
Oh, brothers and sisters, we live the Spirit of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们乃是靠着神的灵而活的人。
It's the Spirit of Christ.
是基督的灵。
We cannot afford one moment to be upset with someone.
我们实在是没有办法付这样的代价呢，好像和任何的人有难处。
But you see how sensitive that we are? I'm sure none of you are as sensitive as I was on this example.
实在说呢，我觉得我自己是最敏感的一个人。
But tomorrow, what if the boss gets in your face?
如果明天早晨你的老板给你一个脸色怎么办？
Without just cause, he just is mad or probably had a fight with his wife. And he comes to work.
也许他在家里跟妻子吵架，所以他在工作里就冲你就发脾气。
What are you going to do?
那你怎么办？
Fellowship with the Lord. Lord, forgive my boss.
你要进入到与主的交通。
Are you going to...
跟主说，求主赦免我的老板。
When you get home that night, then you're going to tell your spouse is that's what happened at work today.
Tell your boss?
Tell, when you get home, are you going to tell your spouse?
Spouse.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
当我们晚上回到家里的时候，那么我们回到家里看见自己的配偶的时候，我们该怎么做呢？
We've all done it. I've done it many times.
我很多时候就落在那样的一种的软弱里面，过了很多次。
What is the cost?
那个原因是什么？
Loss of fellowship with God.
我们失去了与主的交通。
This walk with the Lord is not just a Sunday going to meet and thing.
这个与主的交通绝不是主日早晨的这一点点的事情。
It is every moment of the day.
是这一天每一个时刻。
We read there in Revelation 3:20.
我们读启示录三章十二节。
Jesus talking to our church, the church of Laodicea.
主是在那里跟老底家的教会讲话。
He says, I want to have fellowship.
主跟他们说，我愿意与你们有交通。
You're neither hot nor cold.
你不冷不热。
You're in love with yourself.
你爱你自己。
You think you're good.
你觉着你自己了不起。
And I'm outside the door knocking.
我在门外在叩门。
I want to have fellowship.
我想进入交通。
But these little things in our life, brothers and sisters, keep us from this intimacy.
但是这生活中的许多的琐事让我们失去了与主之间的亲密的关系。
The simplest of person,Even an IQ can have this relationship.
最简单的人，哪怕是好像觉得你觉得是最没有智慧的人，也可以进入这样的交通。
There's many of these stories and thoughts in the Bible that I really do not necessarily understand their full meaning. Many.
太多是里面的这个启示，我实在是不晓得在讲什么。
But the essence of this whole book.This love story is a relationship with us moment by moment.
但是这本圣经里面的那一个关键的所在，乃是让我们进入到与主时刻交通里面。
And all the movements that are going on in your life are for that purpose.
我们生活中的每一个转变，每一个行动，都是为了这个目的。
Every illness, everything that's happening, God is using us to press us into Him.
就是借着许多的环境或者身体的软弱，把我们逼到这一个与主的关系里面。
The poor environment you are in is not bad luck; it's the love of God.
当你落在一个很贫穷的环境里，这并不是你倒霉，乃是神的慈爱。
Whether it's a difficult marriage, difficult teenage kids,
当你的婚姻难处，你有一个。很难办的这一个少年的孩子
God's love is behind it.
神的爱在这一切事物的背后
I want you to give me that problem.
我盼望你把这个难处带到我面前
I want you to give me that difficult child.
我盼望你把这一个有难处的孩子带到我面前
That child might be 6 months old, but they are as stubborn as they can be.
那么一个孩子六个月的时候就可以非常的悖逆
God has wisdom in His Word, and He has the Spirit of love to deal with that teenager.
神的话语，神的灵就可以帮助我们来面对这样的一个孩子。
And it's not just beating them over the head.
并不是在那里好像用许多在外面的刑罚。
It's a love that only the Lord knows how to minister.
那个爱只有神知道怎样的来在他身上。
And we come into that.Through fellowship.
这一切都借着交通。
Just talking to him.
跟主讲。
听 what he has to say.
听主向我们说什么。
Starting with only 15 minutes in the morning.
早晨好像只需要花15分钟的时间。
Lord, I want to be in communion with thee today.
主啊早晨我起来要和你进入你的交通。
You know, there's no test sitting here this morning.
早晨在这里好像也没有什么可以测的。
The test is tomorrow.
明天早晨是个测验。
Will we be in fellowship with the Lord tomorrow?
我们是不是真实的活在与主的交通里呢
？And Tuesday and Wednesday.
星期二、星期三。
He's waiting to hear.
他在那等候我们来跟他交通。
He's waiting to hear us confess our sin.
他在等候着。我们来到他面前承认我们的罪。
That we are self-centered.
我们是自我中心的。
We want to just talk to ourselves.
我们很多时候就盼望跟我们自己讲。
We love to hear ourselves talk.
我们愿意听我们自己说。
We love to give our opinions.
我们愿意出主意。
We love to eat, spend the whole hour just talking food.
我们愿意坐在那吃饭的时候就这一整个小时都在讲到我们的食物。
We prayed at the beginning, so we think, oh, the Lord's, that's it.
我们开始已经歇饭祷告过了，所以没有问题。
This next hour is a beautiful opportunity. What's the Lord doing in your life? Share, ask, as we are around the love table.
在我们爱宴的时候，这一个钟头，我们有很多很好的机会来彼此的交通神的爱，神的作为。
Life is short, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，生命是短暂的。
We're here on this earth for a few short years.
我们非常我们在这个地上实在说来这个年日是非常的短暂。
To learn to fellowship with the Lord Jesus.
特别说到我们学习与主交通的这样的学习。
May that be our life dream.
愿这个成为我们一生学习的。
That PhD
并不是要得到什么博士位
，not making $10,000 a month，
并不是一个月要得到10万块钱的薪水
，not a bigger house，
并不是更大的房子
，we live in a tent，
我们乃是住帐篷的
，we're not attached to this earth，
我们是和这个地没有接触的
，that's what our father Abraham taught us，
这是我们的。列祖亚伯拉罕所告诉我们的
I am living for a time and with shall be continual fellowship with the Father and with one another. That was Abraham's dream.
那么亚伯拉罕的这个梦想就是能够进入到这一个父和这个众圣徒的交通里面。
Do you have that fellowship with the Lord?
你有没有这样与主交通呢?
If not,
如果没有,
confess it.
承认。
Ask the Lord to give it in your heart.
让主把交通放在你里面。
We fellowship, we talk, we consider really what's on our heart.
我们交通乃是把我们心中的所求所想讲出来。
Jesus often does not have much room.
主在我们心中好像常常没有那样的地位。
And everything else under the sun takes its place.
好像日光之下的许多的事物这样的充满了我们的里面。
Father, this morning I confess my limitation when it comes to this constant communion with Thee.
父，我实在承认，在讲到这样不住的与主的交通的事上，我实在是太有限。
So many things occupy my thinking.
太多的事充满在我自己的思想里。
Earthly things, things that are passing.
那些没有价值的，将要过去的属地的这些的事物。
I'm thankful this morning for the blood of Christ.
感谢主耶稣的宝血。
That covers the sin.
遮盖我们一切的罪。
Father, I pray for each of my brothers and sisters this morning that together we would come into a fuller communion with Thee.
父啊，我们为在座的每一个弟兄姊妹来祷告，让我们能够进入与你之间更丰满的交通里面。
That we would take everything to you in prayer.
我们把每一件事都带到祷告里面。
And then as you answer, be quick to come back and praise and thank you.
我们愿借着感谢和赞美来回应你给我们的赐福。
We pray this in the name of our precious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
我们靠你自己可称颂宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.